How to organize kids' toys. It didn't take me long to feel overwhelmed with the amount of toys, baby gear, books, and clothes we've been given or acquired for my daughter. We're grateful, but realize there has to be some type of balance. It's no wonder parents are Googling how to organize kids' toys nonstop these days. It's too much. Here are a few minimalist tips to help you organize your kids' toys for good. You can also check out the list of items I don't buy for my toddler here. Number one, stop buying or accepting so many toys. The reason you feel the need to organize is because your kids have too many toys. If they had less, you'd be able to tidy efficiently. Large amounts of toys do not actually increase the ability to learn. In fact, less and simple toy choices create a better learning environment for children. Research also shows that the mother is more negatively affected by clutter in the house than the father. Focus on experience over toys. Instead of buying toys, spend money on experiences, or even just save that money and put it into your child's 529 college savings account. You can avoid accepting toys by explaining your motives to family and friends and hosting no-gift birthday parties or holiday gatherings. Suggest items that the child needs to family members, like coats, boots, or even a sleeping bag for outdoor adventures. Number two, donate toys when no longer loved. Secondly, as soon as you realize that your kids have outgrown a toy, donate or give to family or friends. Honestly, depending on the influx of toys in your home, this could be done as much as 4 times a year. I tend to donate toys when I notice they no longer fit into our designated storage baskets. Similarly, if your kids are older, you can also practice the rule one in and one out. This means that if you receive a new toy, they must let an old toy be donated. This keeps the toy number down and manageable. My daughter is 3 and doesn't understand this concept, so I do the donating and she doesn't even notice. Side note, avoid trying to sell toys. Usually, it's not worth the time to try and sell small toys, unless the toy was a major purchase like a bike. Give it to another kid who would want or need it. Number three, designate an appropriate size storage box, bin, or basket. The size of this container is up to your own discretion, but choose a size that is manageable, perhaps smaller than the current number of toys you will hold, so that kids have to make a few cuts. I have designated toy storage baskets upstairs and downstairs. Two small baskets that slide under a dinner table, and one laundry basket that sits in the corner of my daughter's room upstairs. This allows anyone to quickly tidy up on whatever floor. Number four, create a toy library. If you notice some toys are not being used as often, consider putting them in a toy library. I keep our toy library in my closet on a high shelf. Toys that my daughter hasn't used yet or has gotten bored of, but are still in good quality, I put in the toy library. I switch these toys out with the toys in the toy baskets every 6 months or so to create some variety. This allows me to avoid buying new toys, and my daughter enjoys the new items. It also allows me to cut down on everyday clutter since they are stored in my closet and a lower number of toys are stored in the family room or bedroom. Number five, avoid organizing once in designated storage. I really see no point in organizing toys once in a designated storage. In 20 minutes, they will get rifled through again. Put them in a storage bin, slide them under in a closet or around the corner, and you've solved the problem. There's no need to spend hours or money on organizational products, and Marie Kondo would agree. Instead, buy less toys, create a designated storage space, and tidy as needed. Plus, this makes cleanup an easy task that even a toddler can help with. Final thoughts. The key to organizing toys is actually in just having less. Following some minimalism habits can help you run a much more efficient and tidy household. Following these tips will also save you money, as you won't feel the need to buy more toys. Who knew organizing kids' toys could be a frugal habit as well? Author is Maria Helkum, and a few sources that I used were Simplicity Parenting by Kim John Payne and the University of California Television video, which was titled A Cluttered Life, Middle Class Abundance. Hope you enjoyed the post.